For your presence. We thank you for your glory being revealed to us, through us, in us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for a name above every name, a name of power, a name that brings peace to those who have been disturbed, a name, Lord God, that brings confidence to those who need it, a name that brings healing, deliverance, power. We thank you for the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost of God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Let us be covered today. Let us be washed in the blood of Jesus. Baptize us in your Holy Spirit, dear Lord Jesus. Father, we praise you now, and we thank you that you looked over the celestial banisters and poured us out a blessing that we don't have room enough to receive. We thank you, Lord, that in this moment right now that we're worshiping you, our hearts are filled with joy. That, Lord God, that we are confident in what you can do. For we know that you can do anything but fail, lie, and die. And we thank you, Lord. Father, give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let my tongue be as the pen of a ready writer. Let the hearts of the hearers be the tablet in which I shall write upon the word of faith. The word of God that brings healing and deliverance and power and peace and comfort to all those that hear and believe. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you, God. Give me the anointing that makes preaching easy. And give the hearers the anointing that makes hearing easy. That they receive with joy the word of the Lord. And Father, after you've healed and delivered and set free, after you've done all that you wanted to do in this service to every individual in this service, Lord God, we'll be careful to give you glory and praise and honor. And we'll join in with the many-winged seraphim, the many-eyed cherubim that can declare one to another that you're holy God. You're holy God. You're holy God. And your glory fills the earth. And we thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to use for a simple thought and title or tag to this message. Let's go to church. Let's go to church. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. Let's go to church. Amen. Things that God said that they can have, such as salvation. Oh, y'all might not say amen, but it's all right. We don't offer them that. And so, you know, when we talk about the church, we have to understand that the church, again, is a spiritual hospital. This is where people should come, and they should feel comfortable and confident that I can get some help if I go to church. Yeah. But some people come to church and they get hurt rather than getting helped. Is that all right? Amen. And so we got to look at this. He said that we're looking at this man sitting there, and just like the church is supposed to be, again, a spiritual hospital, and some of us, we try to hide our issues at the hospital, but we can see you throwing up. We can see your nose running. We can see you sick, and we need to go and help the people that we see that are sick. Sometimes we don't want to expose ourselves, but if you go to the hospital, there's some people that's going to see some things on you. Oh, come on and say, man, and we got to be ready to say, you know what, I don't care what it takes, I just want to be made whole. I wish I had somebody. Now, we got to understand something, that if we're going to say that we're the spiritual hospital, then we have to offer some type of service. If we're going to say that we're here to help people, then we have to offer help to them. Amen. You know, we can't keep doing this false advertisement. The church says that you can get salvation, and we ain't trying to get nobody saved. We're just trying to get money. And I ain't talking about Living Word. I'm talking about the church as a whole. We send out a message saying that we can get them saved, but we don't really want them saved. We just want them to come sit in the pew or come on and say, man, we say that we want to help them, but we really just want them to come so we can see what we can get help from them. Amen. But we gotta understand that we can't continue to give false advertisement. That's just like the man that was driving his old truck. He had a shift on the collar.
three-speed truck that he was going up the hill one day. And then the story goes is that the man looked and he said, oh, I'm about to run out of gas. He had it in third. He got up on the hill. And when he got up to the hill, he saw the Texaco sign at the station down there. And he, by that time, he had ran out of gas. So the man just dropped it in neutral and he allowed himself to coast down the hill and he pulled in at the gas station. And the man came out. He says, may I help you? He said, yeah, I want to get some gas. And this man looked up and he said, you know what? We don't have any gas. We only sell watermelons. See, we have false advertising. The church is sometimes like that. We're telling the people we got something to fill you up, and then we come out and say we don't have nothing but watermelon. When you get here, we ain't got nothing but a little taster. We ain't got nothing but some snacks. We don't have anything for to fill you up, to get your life on track, to give you energy enough to run on and see what the end is going to be. When will the church stand up and say, I came because I want to help somebody? I'm not always looking to be helped. We can't always have our hand out as a church. We sometimes have to give our hand to lift somebody up. Yes. Glory be to God. That's why I just, you know, I'm not saying nothing against nobody, but that's why I can't see, you know, us going out and asking people to come help us, you know, and doing sales and stuff like that to try, you know, to show we need some help at our church. You know what? If God don't supply it, we must not need it. I wish I had somebody. We got to show people and make them have confidence that they can come here to get something rather than that church always got their hand out. Every Sunday, every Saturday, they selling something. Every Friday, they got a sale or something. You know, and I ain't got nothing against people that do that, but that's just not what God has instructed for me to do. Amen? We have to give a presentation that God, our King, will supply all our need, just like we said. Why are we false advertising? If you supply all I need according to his riches and glory, why are we asking for people to supply our need that ain't even part of the church? Yeah. This man had a bad condition. I'm trying to get through because y'all ready to go. This man's condition was bad. And he was helpless. He was dependent on everybody else. And don't you know somebody got tired of fooling with him? Yeah. You can't tell me that they didn't get tired. The only people that didn't get tired is the ones that he was paying for taking them to the gate. Mm-hmm. See, when people benefit off you, they want you to stay in the condition you're in. Oh, I dare you to get something. You got a car now. You don't need their ride. Watch they get jealous. Watch they get angry. You got a job that pays enough now. You don't have to borrow no money. Now you think you're too much. Oh, let's read on. He says, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Now, the first thing is that Peter looked at the man and he saw the man needed something. Peter made a connection with him. You know, you can give people help and you don't have to connect with them. But Peter said, look, I'm going to connect with this man because I see what he really needs. You know, because sometimes we give people what they ask for, but that's not what they need. Uh-huh. So Peter looked and he says that he fastened his eyes on him. That means that Peter gazed at him. He looked down and saw that the man was in need of something. Peter said that you don't need no money. You need Jesus. When are we going to tell people that they don't need some other stuff that they've been asking for, that they need to dedicate themselves to Jesus? Are we afraid because we're going to offend them? Because they say, I already know him. Then why are you still like you are? Because he said that he'll deliver. Yeah. Oh, have mercy here. Let me go on. He says, Peter fixing his eyes upon him. And he said, look on us. And so the man looked at Peter. Peter looking at the man. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Look at this. Now, we have to make this connection. But when we make the connection with people, we inspect instead of expect. We inspect who it is that's giving it to us. We inspect where it comes from. We inspect the preacher's life. Come on. We inspect. Come on and say amen. We inspect the deacons and the other ministers. We inspect them instead of just expecting God to move. We need to learn how to expect God to move regardless of who he uses. I don't need to be looking at your life to try to see if God can use you. God can use anybody. Look, if you read the Bible, just read it, somebody. Just read it one time and you'll realize that Moses was a murderer. David was an an adulterer. Solomon was a man that just had a bunch of wives. And you know, you look at all these people and you look at all the things that they did, and God still used them. Look at Samson, who was not obedient. Look at all these people who did all these things, but God still used them. Imagine if the folks that God was trying to help by using them would have inspected them rather than expected them to bring them out. I wish I had somebody. We need to stop inspecting people and start expecting God to move. If I can get my eyes off the person, then I can put my eyes on God. If I can get my eyes off of who it is, I can get my eyes on who's going to do it, which is God. I wish I had somebody. And so I need to make a connection, not because I need to make a connection with the pastor or with the other members, but I need to make a connection with God in them. I need to make a connection with the one on the inside rather than trying to make a connection with them from the outside. We don't have to have fleshly hookups and connections. We need to have a spiritual connection. We need to walk together in unity in the spirit, in the bond of the spirit, the bond of peace. I wish I had somebody. And so we need to learn that we need to stop false advertising and give them Jesus rather than giving them a piece of our mind, giving them our thoughts, giving them what we think about it. Come on and say amen. Amen. When we give them the right signs, put up the right sign, these signs shall follow them that what? Believe. They shall cast out devils, speak in new tongues, drink any deadly thing, and shall not hurt them. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Where's your sign? Do you have any sign other than what you say? Okay. He says that this man's, we look at this condition of the man was bad, but we look at the connection that Peter made with him, that he said, look on us. And the man looked back, and the Bible said he expected to receive something of them. And then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. We look at this thing. We look at the conclusion of it all, and I'm almost done. We look at how Peter looked at him and says, look, I don't have any money to give you, but what I do have is something better than money. What I do have, I believe that it's going to help you for the rest of your life. I wish I had somebody. We give people stuff that is temporary, but what can we give them for the rest of their life? Can we give them a word for the rest of their life? They might remember what you might say. Come on and say amen. Can you encourage them, lift them up, tell them, I got Jesus and that's all I got. So when we go to church, we come to church to understand who Jesus is so we can show the world who Jesus is. I wish I had somebody. And so this man, he looks at him. He says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee. Arise in the name of Jesus and walk. Now this man sitting here looking at Peter and John, and he's telling him to do something that he's never done before. Peter is telling him to do something that he didn't ever learn to do. You know, most babies have to crawl before they walk. Preach. Unless your baby's super baby, he crawled or she crawled before she walked. And so here this man was, he was looking at Peter and John, and Peter requested of him to do something that he had never done before. Something that he had never done before. And when we come to church, you should have the kind of faith, because I'm expecting you to do something that you've never done. Oh, have mercy here. The expectation is not just for the man looking at Peter, but it's Peter looking at the man. So the expectation is not just one way, but it goes both ways. We need to understand that just as we expect God to do something, God expects us to do something. Just as we expect God to heal us, God say, I expect you to act like you're healed. Just like we expect God to deliver us, God say, do you have enough faith that I can deliver you? I expect you to do something. James said, faith without works is dead faith. And we got to understand, he wants us to have active faith, living faith, the kind of faith that moves mountains. But not only does that faith move mountains, it moves God. Preaching here. You see, this man had a need, but guess what? God didn't move just because he had a need. God moved when he fastened his eyes on Peter, expecting something to happen. He said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you, and whatever I got, you can get it. So what do I have? I got the riches of God on the inside. I got the Holy Ghost of God on the inside. I got a word on the inside. So such as I have, I'm trying to give it to you. So let's go to church. This man was sitting on the outside of church, never been on the inside of church because he was lame. He couldn't make himself go in. Apparently, the folks he hung out with didn't go to church either because they didn't take him in the church. I wish I had somebody. And so it doesn't matter who you've been hanging with. It doesn't matter where they're at and what they've been doing. Just stay right there until the man of God, to some prayer warrior, somebody who say, I'm going to church. And when you get there, don't pass by the people that need to be in there. Help them to get in the church. I wish I had somebody. I'm not just going to church. I'm bringing you to church. I'm trying to help you get to where you need to be, because if you can ever get in church, we can finally get together and praise God. Notice what happened. He said, I want you to rise up in the name of Jesus. The man didn't rise right away, but Peter grabbed him by his right hand and he lifted him up. And he said, I said, get up from there and stop. I wish I had some people that took authority. Do I have any people in here today that say, I'm taking authority? I'm tired of seeing my loved ones down. I'm tired of seeing them lame. I'm tired of seeing them in this bad condition. I'm tired of seeing my friends and my family go through so much. But I'm taking authority this morning. But you know what? It don't come easy. It comes to those who pray, those who seek God, those who are not just playing church, but those who are the church. Peter and John was going at the hour of prayer. Oh, come on and say amen here. We got to learn how to pray. When we learn how to pray, things will begin to happen. When we learn how to give God what he deserves, then things will begin to happen in our life. We got to understand that it's true that if you have much prayer, you can have much power. Come on and say amen here. Oh yeah, he says that Peter and John says, arise and walk. And they lifted up this man. And I like what happens in verse 8, and I'm almost done, y'all. He says in verse 8, and he stood, and he leaping up stood. Now, this man didn't walk first. He leaped first. I wish we all could catch that one. He leaped first. You see, you got to learn how to walk before you run, they say. You got to learn how to run before you can leap. I wish I had somebody. Oh, yeah, this man said, I'm balanced now. I got the Holy Ghost with me now. I got Jesus with me now. I got some prayer warriors with me now. So that gives me good balance, and I'm able to jump. Do you have anybody in here that say, you know what? I haven't ever done this before, but I'm willing to take a jump. I haven't. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Maybe you say, I've never owned a business before, but are you willing to? I came to empower you. I've never been sick like this before, but guess what? I ain't never been healed like God is about to heal me. So will you take that jump? Anybody here want to take a jump with me? Oh yeah, we need to take a jump. I came to lift you. I came to let you know that Peter, that just like Peter said, that silver and gold, I don't have much of that, but what I got, I can give you. I can give you Jesus. If you want Jesus, then he'll get you up from your condition. If you want Jesus, he will strengthen you. He will empower you. Look at the scripture. He said that the man leaped up, stood and walked, and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And the people saw him walking and praising God. And the Bible says immediately this man received strength. I don't know about you, but whatever your condition is, you may feel like you're weak right now. You may feel like you don't have any hope right now. But I guarantee if you just let this word sink in, let's go to church for a minute. Because when we go to church, God will come in the midst. He said, if two or three are in my name, I'll be what? Here in the midst. Let's just go to church for a moment. And so this man got strengthened. He got strengthened because of what Peter said to him. All I'm trying to do is say something to you that'll strengthen you. All I'm trying to do is say something to you that will encourage you. All I'm trying to do is say something to you that might empower you. Come on and say amen. He said that he got up and leaped, and look, the man didn't stay outside. He didn't stay outside and talk about what God did. He said, I'm going to church. He said, but when I go to church, I'm not going to sit sit there and act like God didn't do anything for me. I'm not just going to walk in there all pompous and pious and sit there all sophisticated and sit up there and say, well, thank God for what he's done for me. I'm not going to sit there like that on God. This man said, when I get in the door, I'm praising. Oh, come on and say amen here. The man didn't sit back and say, well, got people in here that might not want me to praise God. I'm just going to sit back and I'm not going to do anything. He said that everybody saw this man. Everybody saw his condition. So why not let everybody see you out of your condition? Oh, come on and say amen here. We sit back and we got this condition that everybody knows about. We got a situation that everybody's speaking about. You may not have heard it, but I heard and they say been up and down the road and they told all your business. So why not just go to church and say, I'm in the house, so I'm about to thank God for what he brought me out of. I'm about to thank God for what he delivered me from. And do I have anybody this morning in the church that say, I'm just like this man. Everybody passed by me. Didn't nobody want to help me. But glory be to God. I met a prayer warrior that was on his way to church. And now I feel better. And I'm going to church. I don't care who's looking at me. I don't care what they have to say about me. But I'm going to church so I can get God some praise. He went in leaping and praising God. Can you imagine the man walking in? He came in with Peter and John. And he seen somebody who passed by him who said, I ain't giving you nothing else. He saw somebody that passed by him and said, look at that beggar. I can imagine him leaping in the house and saying, God did it. Won't he do it? I can imagine him walking up to them and say, you passed by me yesterday and I was in one state, but look at me today. I'm leaping and praising God. You looked down on me yesterday, but look at me today. I'm up praising God. Do I have anybody here that said, don't look at me how I am today, because I might meet a prayer warrior that I won't be like this always? Do you have any confidence that I'm not going to stay where I am, but I'm going to get up with the power of the Holy Ghost? But when I get up, I'm not just going back out in the world. I'm not just going back home, but I'm going to church first and let the people know, thank you for praying for me. Well, if you use me for something, thank you for using me. But here I am today to let you know that I'm ready to give God praise. Somebody shout yes. But the Bible says here, the reason why they had this miracle is that some people could see what God was doing, that God was still working in his disciples, that God was still moving in his people. So the man that God used, see, you can't understand what God is doing. His ways are not our ways. Now, why did God use that man? I don't know why he used him, but why not use him? Just like your condition. You say, maybe God has forgotten about me because I've been here since my birth. I had a birth defect. I had this issue since I was a baby. But God said, don't let your issues that you was born with, don't let your issues that you've been carrying around for years keep you from going to church. I wish I had somebody. Get somebody by the hand and say, let's go to church. Because if we can really get in the church, there'll be no more sorrow. If we can get in the church, we can have the joy of the Lord as our strength. If we can get in the church, we can have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. If I can get in the church where I was sick, I can be made whole. Do I have anybody that say, I'm in the church? I'm not playing church. I am the church. I came to praise him because we are the church. Do I have somebody that say, I'm going to praise him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same? Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to leap and give God some praise? I'm going to take a leap of faith. I'm going to take the walk of faith. Do I have anybody this this man leaped and stood. Then after he stood, he walked. See, we got to understand something. There's a significance there. Let me slow down just a little bit so that you don't miss this one. See, we have to take a leap of faith in order for us to be saved. Then we have to take a stand. What are you talking about, a stand? I must understand who God really is so that I can finally walk with God. Do I have anybody? See, we have to understand God. And he said, in all thy ways, get understanding. We always say, get a understanding. No, get understanding. In other words, submit to God. Stand on his word. Stand by what he says. Not by what they say. Or not even by what you say. But I understand. And I'm going to walk with God. Do I have any witnesses here? Come on, let's go to church because we can get an understanding. Let's go to church because we can all praise him together. Oh, come on and shout yes. But when the people saw it, they were in so amazement. They went up to Peter and John. The man grabbed Peter and John. He was grateful. He was hugging them. And they all got around them. And they began to give God praise. Can you praise God for what somebody else got? Maybe you didn't get yours this time, but I ain't jealous because I know the same God that healed your body can heal mine. The same God that gave you a check in the mail and you wasn't expecting it can give me a check too. The same God that blessed your life can bless my life. I live in the neighborhood. When you see the mailman down the road, you know your mailbox next. So I'm not jealous about you got the mailman at your house. I got a mailbox too. So he'll stop right here. Do I have any witness? Come on and shout yes. Shout yes. Say, won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? Won't God heal you? Won't God bless you? Won't God deliver you? Won't he comfort you? Won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Won't he open doors that's closed in your face? I say, won't God do it when everybody else leaves you? Won't God stay with you? Won't God be with you? Well, I say, won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he? Tell your neighbor. Say, won't God do it? Won't God heal you? Come on, prophesy to him and say, yeah, yes, he will. I know he will. Say, I know he will. Yes, he will. If anybody here read the whole text, you'll find at the end of this message or at the end of the chapter, you'll find what Peter said. Peter began to tell them. He said, here's an opportunity to tell you about Jesus, the one that you killed, the one that you didn't believe in. It was not because we were so holy or because we were so right, but it's God that healed him. Give glory to God. And he began to tell them how Jesus hung, bled, and died. But God raised him up early. Say, Sunday morning, he raised him up with all power. Somebody say power. All power. Holy Ghost power. Not nuclear power. Not SWEPCO power. Not negative utility power, because that will go out. But the kind of power, the Holy Ghost power, somebody say yes. The power to make me walk right. The power to make me talk right. The power to make me live right. Somebody say yeah. Anybody know he's all right? Have you tried him? I say, is he all right? Don't fool me now. Is he able? Say yeah. Is he all right? I know you got problems. I know you got pains. But it's all right now. Come on, tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I know you got problems. I know you got pain. But it's all right now. It's all right. Say, all right. Say, all right. I know.
he's alright. Do you know he's alright? Say yes. If he's alright, wave your hand and say, I may not know three things. I may not know two things, but one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go to church. I go to church to help people. I don't go to church to hurt people.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana.